I'm not really sure how to do this exactly. I enjoy listening to the script readings on Conwild Audio, but never like wanted to ever do one. But that doesn't matter anymore. I'm supposed to paint a picture before I'm allowed to touch myself. So here I go. I'm sitting in my bedroom at my desk. I'm wearing a thin cotton top and nothing else. No panties. I'm not allowed to. I have one leg up on my desk so I can see my pussy in the mirror. He says that important. I always have to be able to see my pussy. I've been edging for hours, and I'm so fucking horny. And this is day 7. Every night I have to touch myself to edge over and over again. My legs spread, looking at my wet soaking pussy. It would be so easy no, he says I'm not allowed to come, not yet. Only good girls are allowed to come, and I can't come until I'm a good girl for him and for you. Okay, I can do this. I'm painting a picture. One foot is up on the desk, and my legs are spread. I have my vibrator resting against my clit, but it's not turned on. If it was on, I'd come in seconds, and I'm not allowed to come. That's what he says. Not until I'm a good girl. Please. I'm rubbing the vibrator up and all down over my clit. Slowly touching. Slowly bringing myself closer and closer to... Okay. I don't know why I'm doing this. Recording this audio. I'm touching myself like this. Not coming. It's him. I was, listening to an audio a couple weeks ago. And, touching myself when I got the chat message from him asking if I was being a good girl. I don't know why. I should have ignored it, but I didn't. At the time, it made me angry being talked to like that. So I replied, asking what he meant. He just repeated the question. Was I being a good girl? And then he added, was I touching myself? I don't know why. I should have ignored it. But I told him it was none of his business what I was doing. But he just asked again, was I being a good girl? Was I touching myself? And he added, did I want to come? don't know why, but those words, and I was so horny, so I just wrote back yes, and he said, "Say yes, Daddy." He almost came while typing that. Yes, Daddy. That was the start of it. He kept writing every night, asking if I was a good girl for him, for Daddy, whether I was touching myself. For him, talking me through it, telling me to listen to certain audios, to look at pictures, to post comments, to always be touching myself. And then, after all of that, after I did it, I did what he told me to. After I was Daddy's good girl, he would just say, "Come," and I would say, "Yes, Daddy." Oh my God, it was so amazing. I've never. Then, a week ago, he stopped giving me permission to come. The chatting was the same, telling me I was this good girl, telling me to listen to audios, to look at certain pictures, to describe what I was doing, how it felt. But at the end of it, he would refuse to give me permission to come, no matter how much I begged. Daddy would just say, "Not yet." That was the week ago, a week of etching, of not, so horny, and then today he told me I was supposed to record this audio, my first one, playing with myself, etching, paint a picture of what I was doing, why I was doing it, but I wasn't allowed to come, not without permission. Permission from you. Please. I'm so horny. Please give me a comment. Please tell me I'm a good girl. Tell me I'm a good little slut. Tell me it's okay to come, please. Once I get enough comments, Daddy said I need 3 good girl comments, and then he'll permit me to come like a good girl for him. For you, please.